Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 378 for Wednesday, May the 4th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended mixed on Wednesday, with the July contract finishing lower as traders took profits, while gains in vegetable oil and currency issues lifted the more deferred contracts. Canola was anywhere from $2 below unchanged to $7 above, with the July contract checking in at $501.50 a ton. That's down $2.10. The November contract was up $3.10. It was at $501.90 a ton. The Canadian dollar was nearly 1 cent lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made it more attractive to foreign buyers. The U.S. soy complex chalked up gains on Wednesday, which underpinned the market. A lack of farmer selling and steady commercial buying was bullish for canola. Dry weather across Alberta was supportive for canola markets, while crude oil was also higher. However, on the other side, weakness in financial markets cast a bearish tone over canola. The rapid pace of soybean planting in the U.S. limited the gains. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 1 to 2 cents lower. The July contract was at $3.77 a bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar was bearish for corn. Spec funds have liquidated, which pushed prices lower. Weekly ethanol production also fell. On the other side, hot, dry weather in Brazil weighed down estimates for the country's second corn crop. The crop is expected to be 5.5% lower than initially thought. Soybeans are up 5 cents, with the July contract checking in at $10.35 a bushel. Informa Economics pegged Argentina's soybean production at 55 million tons, which is 5 million tons less than some industry watchers had been estimating. Large funds have started to move out of their long positions. Wheat was mostly unchanged, with the July contract at $4.74 a bushel. Demand for U.S. wheat is lukewarm, although yesterday's close was about right in the middle of the 200-day moving average. So there is still some upside on the market for wheat, but it is limited. So far, the wheat yield in Kansas looks better than expected. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.